Hi, Thomas. So, on January 13th of this year, you became very ill. And as a result of that illness and the operation that followed, you lost your voice. So, 5 months later, how are you?
I don't know what you mean by losing my voice. I mean, it's fully perfect.
So, tomorrow is the big day, and you're hoping to have your normal voice back. Are you nervous?
Yes and no. I mean, it's quite an easy operation. It's not complicated. But I have some technical doubts on if it, how it actually, the result will be. But again, I mean, many have done this before me, so it should not be a big issue.
Well, you've had worse operations behind you, so I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, yes.
Okay. So how do you think this time with a very decimated voice has impacted you, if at all?
Well, the funny thing is that sometimes it has actually been advantageous. So, for instance, that I have to speak more slowly when I do a presentation, I think that helps, that I don't start talking too fast, because I can't. The other thing that is sometimes it's actually quite funny. It's kind of an icebreaker, which I can use. But overall, it's of course a little bit tiresome. But to be honest, I've gotten quite accustomed to it by now.
Yes, you have, because you live with it. But for someone who hears it for the first time, it's always a bit of a shock and the people are taken aback.
And I think it's more a problem for you to hear it all the time. Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as to say that, but this has been quite a critical time for our startup because you had to pitch repeatedly to investors during this 5 month period. So how do you think it influenced how you work? Although you just mentioned it did influence how you present differently. But how do you think it influenced people in how they reacted towards you?
Well, I was actually quite surprised. I thought people would react more. But at least I didn't feel any kind of different reaction. I mean, I usually inform at the start of the conversation that this is due to an operation I had. My voice is still recovering, and that's basically it. People very seldom ask, well, what happened? Why did you have an operation? So it's basically that, and then we move forward.
Okay. What did your family think of it?
I mean, I think my wife loves my voice. No, joke aside, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's probably quite strenuous to listen to such a voice all the time. But I cannot really relate, to be honest.
Well, the point of this little short interview was just to take stock of the last 5 months, but also to record for all time your Barry White, Vincent Price, sometimes Darth Vader voice. Are you going to miss it?
Yeah, well, you know, there are things you miss and things you don't miss. So it's probably more the last category, to be honest.
Well, I know we won't be missing it here in the team, if I'm honest. So stay well, Thomas, and thanks for allowing this milestone in your life to be accessible to everyone. And hopefully you'll chalk this experience up to been there, done that, and never again to be repeated.
But you know, I asked for the operation that my voice should become Barry White. So just that you're not surprised.
Well, the next interview follows next week and we'll see. Thanks.